Nice to see you all. Let's try something. I heard you guys do something here, so let's try it. This is a day which I have made. We will rejoice. Oh, man, the pastor told me that went over pretty well. I like that. Man, this is a day which I have made. I love it. Oh, hey, I understand we've got some young folks here that are going to be doing something. You guys are going to a place called Falls Creek tomorrow, I understand. If you're going to Falls Creek, would you raise your hand? Falls Creek, 2, 4 of it. Could I get you four to just come right up here real quick? You four, just quickly come up here. Man, at Falls Creek, see, they do a lot of things. They study about me while they're down there. Just line up right by the table here. They study about me while I'm down there. And they make life decisions. And they make decisions about how they will use the gifts that I've given them. Now, are you two students or and you two the sponsors? Or how is this working? You two are the sponsors? No, they're the sponsors. Okay. All right. I'm going to question the leadership of prayer of faith on that. No. You guys are going down as sponsors. You're overseeing the teens right now. That's such a big deal. Yes, woo indeed, man. And you are Joshua. Oh, I've got a good friend in this book that I have some things about named Joshua. And you are Nikki. And you are David. One of my favorite people is named David. And you are Christian. That lines up perfectly, doesn't it? Wow, that's like Christ follower type thing. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray over you guys as you go down to Falls Creek tomorrow. Tomorrow's when you're leaving? Coming back when?
Saturday around like noon.
Saturday around noon. All right. And there's others going that aren't here today. Is that correct?
Yeah.
A couple others going with us. Man, we're thankful for that. Well, let's bow our heads and we're going to pray over them. Can we pray over my children here today? Let's pray over them. Whew. Heavenly Father, my Father, we pray over these young lives that are going down to Falls Creek. Lord, they're going to hear more about me while they are down there. They're going to discover and look at themselves. Father, they're going to see how their lives line up with what we've decided for them and created for them. Lord, I pray that their eyes are open. That David and Christian's eyes are open to your plans for them and their future. But not just that, for the work you're doing in their lives and the lives of their family. Lord, for Joshua and for Nikki, taking time out of their schedules to go down as sponsors and lead these young lives and help mold these young lives and be there for them. Lord, for Joyce and Delaney who aren't here today that are going down with this group, I ask you to be with them and help guide them in their decisions in life as well. That this place is a turning point for them. And Lord, for Mac, who's going down as well, Lord, that you would show yourself strong in his life and the new bonds of friendship that will be made down there, Lord. Lord, the lives that are changed to follow after me, Father, at Falls Creek. And we pray that for these young people today. In my name, amen. All right, let's give these guys a hand and be praying over them over the next week. You may be seated. I love that. Oh, who am I kidding? Guys, it's me, Adam. You may not have known that, but it's me, Adam. By the way, trying to get through that bathroom doorway with a crown of thorns on your head is no good. It hurts. But it's just me. You see, I was trying to look like Jesus. Last week I did a message on what does Jesus look like. Today I wanted to look like him. And I tried and I wore the sandals and the shorts. And someone said, it's obvious you're not preaching today. Ha! Surprise.
Amber, I had to say, hey, I don't normally preach like this. Just hang tight, you'll see. Hang on, our superintendent isn't here, is he? Good Lord, bring another giant pizza box on a Sunday when he's preaching. He sees me like this, I may be out. I don't know. But I wanted to look like Jesus, but I don't think it worked. I think y'all knew it was me all along. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt that way? I'm trying so hard to look like Jesus and it just didn't work. Check out this video. We keep trying to be like Jesus, but we keep poking ourselves through it and we mess it up. Look, there's Jesus. Let's look like him. Oh, I love that. Wait, I'm starting to poke through that image there a little bit. Oh, Lordy, it's Adam poking through the Jesus look. Here we go. But that's what we're trying to do. But we keep poking ourselves through there. And then in the end, we want to be back to the image of Christ. Right? We want to remove ourselves. I got a visitor coming. Woohoo! I love it. I'll take those visitors all day long. I'll take you all day long. I love it. Oh. Kathy, hold not back the little children from Jesus or something like that. Man, could you imagine? Here they come. I love it. But that video, we keep poking ourselves through there. Let me have the image of Christ with a little me on there. No, Jesus isn't about that. He says, pull back a little, Adam, and let me shine through even greater. 1 John chapter 3:2 says, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. But I think when he appears, we're going to be a little bit surprised at what he looks like. And I think there will be more of a mirror type thing on ourselves than what we realize. But I think he'll poke through. And I said last week, I said, it doesn't mean that we have to talk like him, look like him. But it means we see his work. And we see the character in his work. And we say, I want to be a part of that. I want to do this. I want to be a part of that work that's happening. By the way, dressing like Jesus gets in the way of things. It's hard to do things. When we put ourselves in the middle, it's tough. Now, the fruit of the Spirit we talked about last week, they're powerful life traits. Galatians chapter 5, 9 traits in there, the fruit of the Spirit. And we looked at that last week. But they can transform us in every aspect of our lives. They can transform our relationships. If we can just grab hold of them. See, it's not enough to know them and be able to say them again, repeat them. It's living them out. Oh, love, peace, joy, that other thing. What? Yeah, it's patience. Oh, dang it. Okay, yes. It's not enough to just know this, church. God is revealing to me that there's so much more than just being aware of this, but it's how we live our life day in and day out. Not once a week, not twice a week, not even three times, but that we're living it out. Do our words line up with things that will please Christ? Life traits we have to grab hold of. If you weren't here last week and you haven't listened to the message, listen to the message. It will annoy you to no end to know that you have to do a self-examination of yourself. Love. Can you love the unlovable? Remember, wait. When you don't feel like it. Do you allow circumstances to rob you of your joy? Remember patience. I didn't have time for that one, so we skipped by it. No, we went back to it. Are you okay being on a time schedule that is not your own. Turn over to Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. And those things, as we start examining ourselves, it's hard. My grandson is wondering who that is up there in a big old robe. Well, hopefully he sees a little bit of Jesus in me. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, it says, "You will know them by their fruits." Oftentimes we just stop there. You will know them by their fruits. Okay, great. I better have some great produce. But when we look at that thing, all of them, the fruit, you will know them by all of their fruit or the lack thereof. This thing isn't on anyway, so I'm going to take that off for a minute. But we have to understand the fruit. Now I'm hoping I can get out of this thing without embarrassing myself a whole lot. Did I mess my hair up? Both of them? He who is in Christ is a new creation. The old man is dead, and the new man, and we've talked before that oftentimes that's what we do with the new man. We put the new man up, and we forget that it's not a garment that we put on and take off, but it's something that we continue to be and have and wear every day. You see, it's not about what we wear. It's not about how we dress. It's not about what adorns our necks or our skin or our car mirrors or our bumpers or the windows or whatever. Those things are okay, but it's not about that. You see, you will know them by their fruit or the lack thereof. John 13, verse 34 and 35. It says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So you're telling me to be your disciple and to look like Jesus, I don't have to wear this and... God help us all, we don't have to wear that. So it's not about the actual look, but more the character and look like Him in the things that we do. If you look like Jesus, you will be recognizable as one of His disciples, as one of His followers. Now, if you flip to John 13, go back to Matthew chapter 7. It says, "You will know them by their fruits." But who is they? Who are them? Well, if we go to verse 15, it says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing." Man, I'm glad I was wearing this, not sheep's clothing. Another day. Okay. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. And a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree
bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will be known. You will know them by their fruits. The false prophets, they are false prophets. They came. They will be known. You see, when we listen to people, we have to listen and see if it lines up with God's word. That's why last week we took a moment to go through the fruit of the Spirit. 9 traits in our lives we should be portraying and exhibiting to look like Jesus. We have to inspect our fruit. One bad apple spoils a bunch, you know, one of those things. The fruit has to stay fresh. You ever see someone that didn't, you know, has some fruit and they've thrown it in the trash, but they haven't emptied the trash in a while? All of a sudden, there's all these bugs buzzing around it. And then after a while, it starts to smell. Same with us. We become unappealing and we start to smell. Galatians 5:25 last week. And it said this. Let me find it. I'm in the wrong book. Sorry. Galatians 5, verse 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And it says, for if we walk in the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit, should we not also walk in the Spirit? I love that. Galatians 5, 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Ephesians 5. Verse 1 and 2, therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Now listen carefully, for a sweet smelling aroma. We're to be pleasing to others. Not have the stench of spoiled fruit or rotting fruit that has not been used. I think we have a desire to look like Jesus. We've got the stuff, we've got the goods. But there's some things that hinder us. We're moving at a slower pace to look like Jesus than we want. Lord, I've been following you for years and I want to look like you, but I'm not moving at the speed I want. I'm not getting the results. I think that's based on 2 things. Number 1, we start with the wrong picture of what it means to look like Jesus. Hey, there's a thought. I tried to look like Jesus, but I started out with the wrong picture of what it means to look like him. Number 2, a little longer definition. Of course, it's inward focused. We don't put enough effort into knowing what it means to look like Jesus, or to pursue it, looking like Jesus, and examining, kind of like last week, an honest examination of how we're doing, and redirecting our efforts as needed. A lot longer definition. Oh Lord, I like the first one. I just don't have a good picture of what it means to look to be like Jesus. But that second one, we don't put enough effort into knowing what it means to be like Jesus, or pursuing it to look like Jesus. And we don't take an honest examination of how we're doing and redirecting our efforts as needed. We see, Adam, that takes some work. And every now and then we might have to come to the altar and just pray. We might have to ask others to pray. Others might tell us, and man, that just hurts when other people tell us we're not quite hitting the mark. Better us than God when you meet him face to face. But To be Christ-like is to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. And we should seek those things, listen carefully, in our role models. Those that we pursue, those that we follow, those that we want to be like. I've been studying this for a little while and followed some different people and some comments. And one guy wrote this, he said, spiritual maturity is a life that consistently exhibits the character of Jesus Christ. Character, not giftedness, not biblical knowledge, not zeal, but the character of Christ. Now listen carefully and please try and understand what I'm saying. Those things are good to have those. But if they're not exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit and don't have those traits, and those people are leading churches, or they are powerful people in churches, or they are well known in churches because of their giftedness, because of their knowledge of the Bible. Doesn't the Bible say something about, yeah, well, if you don't know where it is, you're nothing. I just don't have as good a memory. Maybe I didn't put as much time into that, but maybe I worked harder at trying to hone my traits to be Christ-like. You ever meet those people that know all about the Bible, but they're some of the meanest people you'll ever meet? They're not nice. Oh yeah, we talked about that one time, didn't we? They know the Bible, but something about it, they missed the fruit of the Spirit. And they missed when Jesus came and He said, hey, I've got this new commandment. And you're to love one another. No, not the love you're used to. The love that I have. The love that I showed you and poured out on you. The grace and the mercy that I gave you, Adam, when you came to the cross. And the rest of you, when you came to Jesus Christ to have that same love that He had to adopt us as children of God and to receive us. And the fruit of the Spirit, as we talk about that, it covers our words and our actions, and it covers our deeds. The things that we do day in and day out. So as we peel off the layers of our fake Jesus, as we peel off the layers of trying to be somebody that we're not. Now that doesn't mean that you either hit being Christ-like or you didn't and give it up. But I'm saying is we take, like in that image, ourselves out of it, but it's still us trying to be Christ-like without trying to look like Him. Or walking around shaking everyone's hand, peace be with you, shalom, all those things. Those are okay, but not if we're just trying to imitate Him in a fake way. As we peel off the fake Jesus, it starts to show the real Jesus in us. And again, sometimes the lack of them. Oh, I've got a robe and this crown of thorns. And well, I don't have the beard today. But the beard, I had those. Yeah, but as you take those off, you really start seeing Adam. And who and what he is. In the video, Josh, will you pop that up one more time? There's Jesus. And this is what it should be like. And then there should be us coming through a little bit, just a little bit, to say, I want to pursue you and be Christ-like. And then as I pull my layers off, all of a sudden that image should change back. And I should look like that and look like Jesus without my face sticking through it. And me trying to get glory to be Jesus. So today, my challenge to you is simple. Start
by removing the covering that you're hiding behind. You know, I don't know, Eric, you said you guys were talking about this Wednesday night about dress code or dress or whatever. And it was shocking when people saw me in shorts today. And I don't know if Jesus would be pleased with how I look or not. But I think more importantly than whether I look like it is how am I acting. You see, Eric and I have this responsibility up here. And does it line up with this? And my hope and desire is pretty simple. I want us to be like Christ. I don't want to say that other stuff doesn't matter. It absolutely matters. But all that stuff doesn't matter if your fruit of the Spirit has fruit flies spinning around it and you stink. Okay? We're to have the aroma, the sweet smelling aroma of Christ. That's found in the traits of the fruit of the Spirit. And that's where we become more Christ-like. Today, simply try by removing the layers that you're hiding behind. Allow yourself to come through the real you, but in the midst of that, allow Jesus to come through you. I want to ask a question as we close. If this was Jesus that came today, standing in front of you, talking to you, would He be pleased with you? This isn't a moment to find shame. I'm simply talking about, would He be pleased with you? Would He say, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Or would it be, "So-so effort, Adam. Very adequate. Very mediocre"? If Jesus were actually here today, and I know some of you I pictured coming up afterwards going, "He was here." Yeah, I get it. But I mean, if He was here, would He be pleased with you? Glorify God by, number one, loving others. Number two, serving others. And number three, doing your special gift that I gave you. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, that He gave you. That Jesus gave you. That God gave you. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, man, today we come asking a few things. Lord, that You would be with our youth as they go to Falls Creek. Be with our sponsors as they go down there to lead not only our young people, but other young people in the group that we're going with. Lord, that You would give them an amazing time, but You would show Yourself so strong to them down there. And that, Lord, with all the activities they have, that they would take time to seek You. God, for the rest of us, that we would do the same. So many activities day in and day out, Lord, but that we would take time to seek You. God, that we look in the mirror today. And do a self-examination to say, "Am I Christ-like?"
or Lord, do I have some work to do? Lord, our desire is to be Christ-like, to glorify you by loving others, serving others, and using our gifts. Lord, that we discover the fruit of the Spirit and we work on those as traits that can transform our life and our relationships. Lord, we ask these things in your Son's name. Amen. Two reminders before we end in praise and worship. Wednesday night, we'll meet here for Bible study. Normally we have our cookout, but with our young people gone to Falls Creek, I want them to be a part of that, and I want to hear about that when they come back. So we'll have regular Bible study this Wednesday. We'll have our cookout the following Wednesday. And then the other thing, if you have questions about any of these messages or about your relationship with Christ, would you simply ask Eric or I, Pastor Eric or myself? Talk to someone that you can trust, and let's get you growing in the body of Christ. Amen. Stand and worship with us.